Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And folks, I've tracked him down. The number one ranked angler in all of BASS and FLW paired rankings, Kevin Van Dam. And Kevin, welcome to the program.
Hey, I'm glad to be here, Terry.
Well, let's talk a little bit. You know, I roust you guys from just about everywhere when we do this program. I get you, you know, you're maybe doing a television commercial, or I'll catch you in a tree stand, and I know that's a big thing you like to do in the fall. And really, to be honest with you, now with the way the tour has changed and what's going on, you've got a little bit more free time maybe, huh?
Well, you know, I thought it was going to work that way, Terry, but it really hasn't. You know, with the FLW and the bass schedules kind of going, you know, at the same time, come January, we're just really swamped and unavailable at all. So, you know, a lot of my sponsors and, you know, a lot of these companies are taking advantage of this so-called downtime and saying, hey, we're not going to see these guys in the spring. We better, you know, if we want to get some things done with them, we got to get it done now. So I'm doing a lot of commercials and TV shows and, you know, press trips and things like that with outdoor writers. So I'm as busy, you know, it's always been a full-time job for me, and I'm as busy as I could possibly be right now. But, you know, when I'm in the spring, I'm going to be busy fishing. Now I'm doing a lot of stuff other than just fishing. So it's all part of it. It's a lot of people don't realize all the things that go into being a professional angler, you know, and how much of it isn't fishing, and it's promoting the sport and things like that. So, but, you know, I mean, I enjoy it too. So, and you have to love all of it. Otherwise you're not going to be very successful.
Well, I was kind of kidding you a little bit, because I know setting this thing up and getting a hold of you and trying to track you down, you had television commercials and press dates and everything else that's going on. And being the number one ranked angler, you know, I guess maybe you don't think about that much, but it's a thing where they've combined, and BA and BassFan.com has combined the rankings, where you've got the FLW and the BASS rankings combined after a three-year total. And you've been leading that since it's opened up. So you've got to feel pretty good about that.
It's a big accomplishment, without a doubt. I work real hard at it, though. You know, I mean, I put a lot of time and effort into competing, and that's what I love to do. I mean, all the other stuff is fine and dandy, and I enjoy it, but competition comes first, and that's my true love.
Well, let's talk about competing. You know, you're a guy that's kind of, all of a sudden there's Kevin Van Dam, and he's getting a check in every tournament, you know, and I can remember when you broke out. But since that time, it's been that way all along. You've just been one of those guys that when you look at the top five or the top 10 or whatever, or even the leaderboard, where the guy on top is Kevin Van Dam in that process.
Well, you know, I've had a real good career. And in the beginning, I fished a lot more to always be sure that I was in the money. And in recent years, I haven't had, you know, quite as good a record. I still do, you know, pretty well, but you know, when you take a chance at trying to win a tournament, a lot of times you're going to come up short, and you may bomb out totally. But you also win more if you take those chances. You know, you got to fish to win. There's a big difference between fishing to win and fishing just to you know, get a top 50th place check or something like that.
Let's talk about why is that. Is that because the finances now are in a position where you don't have to worry about that as much? What are some of the things that allow you to be able to maybe be a little bit more relaxed and really go for the victory?
Well, you can say that, but to me, it's really not about the money. It's really, once you've won, you want to win again, you know. And I mean, you talk to any of the top anglers that have won several tournaments, and they'll tell you the same thing. There's nothing better than winning. And once you've won once, you want to win again. And you learn that, you know, when you come up short, because I've came close a lot of times, and a lot of the anglers, like I say, they tell you the same thing. When you come up second, you know, that's good, but boy, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth. And the next time, you just really want to win. So, you know, you really go all out. There's a lot of strategy involved, you know, in these tournaments now. And the anglers, I mean, they're better than they've ever been. It's tough out there. And you've got to be on top of your game, and you've got to catch them every single day. Sometimes you've got to just absolutely, you know, waylay them to be able to win. I've had some great tournaments this year. I had several real good tournaments where, you know, I thought going in that I'd have a shot to win, and I got beat soundly, you know. So, I mean, these guys are good, and it's tough out there. So you just got to really take those chances, and the big bite has just played such an important role. We're going to such good fisheries now, and the fisheries are being managed so much better than a lot of lakes. Boy, I mean, if you don't, you know, if you have that 20-pound bag and then you catch a 6 or 8 pounder to go along with it, that's what puts you over the top. And you have to fish that way now. You got to fish for that big bite.
You know, Kevin, you're epitomized as a power fisherman, a guy that likes to run and gun and all those kind of things. But I think folks maybe miss a little bit about just how thorough you are. You know, the Bassmaster Classic win a year ago, you were really very thorough. You ran around a little bit, but you were very thorough on what you hit.
Yeah, it's very, you know, I mean, you can fish fast, but when you, you know, when you get into the area where there's one at, I really concentrate, and especially when you get really tuned into a pattern, you know, that's when, you know, on like a flipping bite like I was on, you know, I mean, I was real thorough in those areas, but as soon as I felt like I thoroughly worked each target, man, I was out of there and on to the next one, you know, trolling motor on high down the bank to the next target. So, you know, it's just maximizing my time and just trying to keep my bait in the best possible zone for as long as possible. And that's what happens when you can really get tuned in on a pattern. And, you know, unfortunately, just a lot of lakes just don't fish that way, where you have to do a lot of different things, or you hit them at a time of the year where, you know, it's a little bit tougher and there's multiple things going on and you're just not quite sure something to zoom in on. You know, the best tournaments I've ever had is where I can really get focused on one lure with one rod in my hand and one pattern and just, you know, and just run it.
You know, Kevin, as you look at this thing, and you're going to get a chance to go back to New Orleans for the Classic again next year possibly, and that's going to be a thing that you're going to have to feel pretty comfortable about. But as you look at this sport and as it's developing, you know, and the guys, the young guys like you, and I can still consider you very young, you are out there and you're really making and cutting a new swath for the sport, you know, and one of the things that we keep looking at is we keep thinking this sport is going to raise to a new level. I mean, kind of give a comparison from where you started to what you're seeing now.
Well, I'll tell you, without a doubt, it is so much tougher just from a fishing standpoint out there. I mean, there's so many new anglers, good young anglers out there that really have the work ethic and, you know, they're real knowledgeable, just kind of like I was, you know. I mean, I was a real student of the sport. I learned most of what I, you know from reading Bassmaster magazine and watching, you know, Hank Parker and you know, all the different TV shows and things like that, just trying to, you know, learn as much as I could. And now there's so much out there, you know, with the internet and things like that. I mean, the information is right there at your fingertips. It's a lot easier to access. And I mean, these guys are doing it too. And that's the key. You know, it's still expensive to go out there and do, but the guys that really truly love it. And that's, I mean, that's the guys that are at the top of the game. You know, I mean, they're out there doing it, and the sport has grown to allow more guys to do it. I mean, for 5 years ago to today, it's just amazing.
Well, you know, Kevin, one of the things we're going to do, I'm going to have you on another program here very soon, and we're going to dissect a lake. I'm going to talk to you about something if you go to a new body of water, and we're going to do that. But if you look at these lakes you're fishing now, you know, Cross Lake you just came from for the FLW Championship, a lot of the lakes, maybe with the numbers of contestants maybe being reduced a little bit, you're going to fish some new water, and you're not going to have that opportunity to continually go back to these giant reservoirs. What do you think that's going to do with this sport?
Well, for me, that's not a good thing. You know, the sport has changed a lot just in the last few years, because we're fishing smaller bodies of water with larger fields, or we're fishing them at times of the year when they fish smaller. And if you look, I see a trend in the tournaments where they're not won by pattern fishermen. They're being won by somebody who gets on a good spot and guards it and camps there and you know, just pounds out the fish, just finesses them out, you know, with a drop shot and you know, finesse type techniques. And that's not my strength by any means. You know, I do a lot better when I've got a lot of water I can run and you know, I can get on a pattern and just run around the lake and do that pattern everywhere that I go. And that's when I do my best. And you know, the tournaments where the conditions are changing a lot, when we have fronts and things go through, where it's different from day to day, again, I mean, that's what I love to do, and that's when it, you know, when it works out well for me. But these smaller lakes, and like, you know, Cross Lake, and you know, a lot of the littler lakes that we fish, or you know, when we fish at times of the year when the fish are bunched up, the lakes are drawn down, and stuff like that, it makes it a lot tougher. You got to make the right decision from the get go, and you know, really guard your stuff. The guys are just too good now. I mean, if you get on a pattern, you know, there's going to be other guys that get on that same pattern. They're running it too, and that water gets used up real quick that day. So the anglers are better, and you know, the lakes are getting a little bit smaller, or somewhat smaller anyways, and it makes it tougher. So I'm kind of looking forward to, you know, this year's schedule where we're going to some of the bigger bodies of water again.
Well, Kevin, I appreciate you being with me. And again, we're going to have you back on very quickly, and thanks for being with us today on Bass Fan Radio.